Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Filmmaker, author, economist, successful businessman, George Humphrey, joining us for an hour and a half at the last hour and a half of this transmission today. It is Thursday, already the second day of April 2009. We have 4 hours laying out before us, and yes, I am going to have wide open phones all the way through the full 4 hours today, including when George Humphrey is in studio with us. The toll-free number to join us on any news item, any issue. I love the different directions that listeners take us in. The number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Every week or so, I will type the term New World Order into a search engine, and hundreds of mainstream news articles will pop up from CNN, the New York Times, you name it, saying, yes, there's a new world order. Yes, it's world government run by private banks, but this will save you. These are the good guys. They know how to fix the crisis, which they have engineered. And here's CNN last night. Analyst, crisis may lead to new world order. Here's another one out of the New York Times yesterday. A world in need of a new world order. And this is just Googling it last night. I haven't done it yet this morning. There's probably 30, 40 today. When I say hundreds a week, I'm not exaggerating. And it's the same thing. Oh, yes, we need this new global government. It will save us. And everyone's so thankful now of CNN and Fox. They're admitting it's a world government run by bankers. And Fox is even criticizing it. Oh, we've been endorsed by Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and all these other people, they're coming out admitting it's true. Oh, we can talk about it now. They say it's okay. They weren't stupid. They knew world government was being set up in the last 20 years. They knew it was all being developed. They're having to now try to keep some of their credibility by admitting it. I want apologies from all of these people, but you're not going to get that. In fact, if you listen to Sean Hannity, I'm going to play the clip again today because it's so important. He's on there with Dick Morris. It's like, well, these people are crazy, but they were right. They're crazy because they know how to read Council on Foreign Relations documents. They're crazy because they read UN documents. They're crazy because they read State Department documents. They're crazy because they read Club of Rome documents. They're crazy because they read declassified Pentagon documents. They're crazy because they read Army War College documents where they teach all the Army captains in black ops, special ops, and intelligence, how to stage terror attacks. And every Army captain out there listening, who's been an Army captain in the last 8 years, knows you were issued those manuals, and you know you're taught how to stage terror attacks. And we will talk about it, and we will link to the Army manual, and we will discuss it. So, you know, being called almost 8 years ago, a kook before 9/11 even happened, saying they were going to blow up the World Trade Centers. Look, I'm only stating the evidence, the facts, and now Michael Savage can come out and say the government's going to stage a big terror attack in the U.S. to bring in martial law. Now, the good news is the fact that we laid the groundwork, the fact that we told people what was going to happen before it happened, the fact that we've been right on every major issue. Now people are listening to us about what we're telling them is coming next, and they're actually looking at our evidence. And I'm going to tell you right now, it hit me like a ton of bricks last night. They are going to stage terror attacks in this country. They are going to do it, and I'll tell you why when we get back. So you get ready, folks, and they are going to try to bring in hard martial law. They're going to try to arrest me and a lot of other people. It's a guarantee they're going to move with physical force against the American people unless we bust our butts to expose the terrorist program now.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Banking group that has hijacked this nation and almost every other country in the world is going to stage huge terror attacks on a planetary scale in Europe, in the Middle East, in Israel, in the United States, in North America, in Asia. When enough pieces of information converge together, understanding the enemy's past, human history, their operations, their goals, the pathology they follow of problem, reaction, solution, create the crisis, hype up fear. The public says, what are they going to do about it? And they say, okay, we have a solution, which is more power, more control for the elite, more tyranny. And it's very simple. The New World Order, I've analyzed it from every angle. I've analyzed every facet of it. They are not going to be able to get away with getting the New World Order off the ground. There is no way that they are going to be able to set up this open world government, openly ruled by a private banking cartel that taxes and regulates every facet of our lives without staging terror or a huge war. Period. And again, thousands of pieces of data and research going to people ask me, well, how do you know this? How do you understand this? You just have to have your head in the game 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day studying the enemy to be able to understand the basics, or many of you that have been listening to this show for many years, or who have worked in government, or who are historians in your own right, who have been doing some of the same research, you understand why. And, you know, I can oversimplify all of it, but there's just so many nuances that add into the total. But it's very simple. The globalist, even with the most ignorant, dumbed-down, unfocused people, you know, that are watching American Idol, the globalists know that the people are aware of the fact that it's the private banks and the private banking cartels that have engineered the economic crises. They know that. They understand that. And so how are they going to pose as our saviors and set up this open world government system and get the people to go along with it? You see, one crisis won't work. They can't just engineer the financial collapse and then honcho the whole thing, and as things get worse and worse, because that's their plan, their stated plan, have the public go along with it. They can get the power. They've got the power. But how are they going to sell the public on doing it? Well, they're going to let the economy get worse and worse and worse, and then every month say, give us even more power and we can fix it. And the public says, no, you're criminals. And they say, okay, the economy just got worse. 700 and something thousand people lost their job in March. And then, oh, we know what's good for you. Even though in the polls 98% of you don't want this, we're going to go ahead and do it. And then things get worse. But you have to understand, from their perspective, things are getting better. Consolidation of power, vertical integration of wealth, surveillance and control of society. And the New World Order, again, has written hundreds of books and white papers bragging. The head of the CFR in 92 for the Club of Rome, as one of their officers, writes, as one of their corporate officers, you know, writes a huge white paper republished last year by the Council on Foreign Relations stating, we use staged fake terror as one of the pincers to enslave the public and bring in world government, and we use phony environmentalism and carbon tax as the other pincer. A pincer. You know those big beetles, the pincer beetle has the big jaws, it goes and grabs a bug it's going to eat. That's what a pincer attack is. It's where they grab you. You know, if you run up and grab somebody with both your arms and tackle them, you know, roll them up in a tackle and slam them down on the ground, that's a pincer attack. So they got the phony war on terror as one arm, and they got their phony environmental land grabbing and the rest of it as the other. And you bring those two things together, you've got total control over society. And they're brainwashing the children to spy on their parents and brainwashing the children that taking a shower is bad or taking a bath is bad. I mean, it's in the New York Times where it shows kids bossing their parents around and the parents are saying, thank God my kids boss me around. Oh, they're so environmentally sensitive. No, that's just a way to get you to acquiesce to having your kids being little secret police thugs right out of the Soviet Union or in fiction land, 1984. But let me just try to simplify it. And it's not that the general audience doesn't get it or that most of the audience is smarter than I am, because that's a fact. It's that there's a lot of new listeners every single day, a lot of new stations carrying the show, and I want this message to get through them loud and clear. The globalists, the private banking cartels that own Europe and the United States and dominate most of the planet outside of the West are stalling. They're in the mud, up to their axles. Europe is in rebellion. The original 15 members of the European Union all want out. The few countries where they've somehow gotten a vote, it's been widely rejected. France and most recently Ireland and a few other nations. When they had a 50th anniversary for the Euro March, I keep talking about this because it's so key. I watched it on foreign television on satellite. Literally no one came out for EU-funded multi-million dollar parades in every capital. It was the jugglers and the floats and the ballerinas and the and then police lining cordons, and no one was there. No one. are you going to sell a system where everybody hates it, nobody likes it, you're not allowed to vote, you're not allowed to have your sovereignty? How are you going to get away with that? How are you going to get away with a North American Union? You know, again, they claim they founded the European Union 9 years ago. That was the public launch of it, but they had the 50th anniversary 2 years ago, from 57 to 2007. The European Union was set up, the treaties were signed, the agreements were done in 1957, the Treaty of Rome. You can go read the 1,000-page thing if you want. Think about that. It's the same thing. We've been in the North American Union since, what, March 24th, 25th, when they signed it at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. Vicente Fox and Paul Martin and George W. Bush. We even got the agreements, got the documents. And the first thing it says is, keep it secret from the public. I mean, these are treasonous traitors destroying our country, ending it. We are in the North American Union. And I've got to watch jackasses on CNN and Fox tell me I'm a kook and I'm making it up when I have the official stamped release through FOIA lawsuits documents. And I said I'd simplify it. I want to go to your calls and cover a ton of important news. It's just, that's only one facet of it. How are they going to force everybody into this when they don't want it? How are they going to force an attack on Iran when nobody wants it? How are the New World Order criminals going to get the American people to go along with basically having their taxes massively increased at every level via the income tax, only one area, with the public gutting of the Internal Revenue Code and all of the write-offs, education, housing, capital improvements? I mean, it's all over. If he's able to do this. The OECD, who's running the G20 meeting right now, that's the big corporation that set up the bankruptcy of Europe after World War II. You know it as the Marshall Plan, but it's really the OECD, private corporation, a receivership arm, is saying the U.S. and Europe is going into receivership. To the very bankers that we're bailing out, because you're not bailing them out. They shut off the currency. They shut off the credit. Everything shuts down. And they say, okay, give us $12.8 trillion of U.S. money alone. It's over $10 trillion in Europe and the rest of the world, all the money they've given. So that's 20-something trillion right now. And that's in 6 months. Bloomberg yesterday, $12.8 trillion, 200 billion short of the gross domestic product of the United States. I mean, they are going for broke. They are bankrupting and looting everything. And they know they're going for broke. They know it's unpopular what they're doing. They know it's criminal what they're doing. They know it is the biggest heist in human history. And that's why you got NORTHCOM standing by with the troops. That's why they're openly announcing martial law is a good thing on the news everywhere and pushing it in movies and sitcoms and dramas and fiction and nonfiction. That's why they're militarizing police. That's why they're increasing the number of police every year by hundreds of thousands and millions total in the last decade. That's why all this is happening. They're building more prisons. Because they are conquering this country. And when the bankers conquered the former Tsarist Russia with their hired thugs, the Bolsheviks, openly funded by the Bank of England, the Federal Reserve, publicly, that's mainline history. They killed 40-something million people just during the takeover. So let me explain something to you, folks. They are going for broke. Point of no return. They've dropped the hammer. Okay? There's no going back in this. The fight is on. And I just want that to be clear for everybody out there. They are going all out 110% against humanity. It is worse than I can even articulate or explain here on air. So when we get back, I'm going to break down why they have to stage a terror attack and or a giant war. Now, they could wild card a bio attack in there and claim it was naturally occurring. They'll probably blame it on some guy with a beard in a cave somewhere. So we're going to break down the future. I'm projecting the lines into the future. We will tell you what's coming when we get back.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
From Nazareth they came.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants.
I'm going to get Steve Voss on this show. What an amazing artist. Thanks to the Renegades.
We're free today.
Thanks to the Renegades.
We're free today.
We're free today. Thank God. Wasn't for all those fighting tyranny. Lord knows where. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. Now, your calls are coming up. We got Brendan in New Jersey saying troops outside Burger King. Now, they're just making their presence known everywhere. DWI checkpoints, mass shootings, everything just to condition you. That's coming up in your calls. A ton of important news today. Look, it's very simple. Everything the globalist is doing is unpopular. It's designed to implode the economy, to make you dependent on the system, so they can then force one-child policies on you, constrict the economy because we're, quote, producing too much. This is what the Club of Rome, UN, all of them have bragged about for years, how they would engineer this crisis to bankrupt the middle class so no one can resist the elite. They use poverty as a tool of control. And then every time you try to resist or protest, they hire provocateurs. Again, that's a form of stage terror to demonize the rest of the peaceful protesters. So the peaceful protesters' message doesn't get out on the media. All that you hear about is a few punks protected bashing out windows. Another form of problem reaction solution. Or give up your property or the earth will die. Or let us tax your factory or business or the earth will die. It's the same story. Bad things are going to happen if you don't do what we say. But on every front, the globalists are unpopular. On every front, they're being unmasked and exposed. And every time in history when they get cornered and their agenda gets slowed, and at every point when they're trying to make a big change, they bring in crises. They engineered World War I. They engineered World War II on record to set up the League of Nations and UN. The RAND Corporation and others last year said they want a war on the order of World War III to bring in the New World Order. And if they attack Iran, Israel or NATO or anybody else, the United States launches an attack, it will widen at least into a theater war with surrounding nations, and they will use that crisis to say, look, we've got to make all these changes because we're at war. They can release a bioweapon, bird flu, anything else. We know that they have a history of that. We know they've been preparing for that. They could shut down the internet and claim that China did it. And it's now come out that the feds and NSA are taking over the entire internet infrastructure, including private hub companies. That's in the Washington Post. Their cybersecurity head 2 weeks ago quit, saying this is a threat to freedom. This is a military takeover of America, and he quit. I'm trying to get him on the show, by the way. So they are going to go after the internet with a false flag attack, claiming foreign enemies did it to shut it down in the name of protecting what's left of it. That's clear. Bioweapons releases. Terror attacks, they could go for something as big as a low-yield nuclear weapon in a major U.S. or European city. I'm telling you, that's what they've really been priming the subconscious for and programming people in the media. So that's one of the major threats. I would say Chicago, San Francisco, points like that are big targets. New York, Dallas, Cleveland, Denver. Because the globalists even write white papers listing the targets they think, quote, Al-Qaeda is going to hit, and that means the targets they're really going to hit. Then if any of their operatives get caught staging the attack, they'll say, oh, part of a drill. Here, it's official drill. See? Well, they always run a drill at the exact same time, exact same place, with the exact same action, and then even comes out later because in case people in intelligence who are good in the government leak it, they say, well, of course, we already released the fact we were having a drill. That's what they always say. Oh, guess what? We were running drills of hijacked jets flying in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the exact same time, exact same targets. Who'd have thunk it? Oh, we were doing a drill in England on 7-7 of the exact same trains. Exact same bus being bombed at the exact same time, exact same location. Who would have thought it? And I'm telling you right now that there is no way. Because the economic crises they've engineered is to get control of the financial system and bankrupt everybody. But then they have to have the political cover to get away with that. Because it's clearly the banks that engineered the crisis who are now getting all the power out of it. So how are they going to get the public to stand out? How will they get the military and the police to move against the public when they order them to do so? Well, that means terror attack. Or war, or both, or bioweapon attack, or all three, and cyber attack, all four at once. I'm telling you, this is their attack profile. Prepare yourselves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to go write your calls here in a moment. Then I'm going to get back into the stage terror attacks that are coming. It's very simple. If we expose government-sponsored terrorism and say we're aware that you've done the other attacks or financed other attacks or financed provocateur attacks, there's different types, and that you get power and control out of this, we're aware that you engineered the economic collapse, you're all criminals and should be arrested. We're aware you're getting ready to try to launch World War III with Iran. We're aware that you need these crises to bring in world government. By exposing the fact that we've got these big pharmaceutical companies doing vaccine trials, killing homeless, London Telegraph, Associated Press, that you're trying to mix weaponized bird flu with regular vaccines. Everything we're doing here preemptively, to use the analogy, inoculates the public mind. The people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. To be aware of this so they can't get away with it. But, I mean, they are reckless. They are wild. They are bold. They're not going to get away with what they're doing unless they stage terror attacks, and then that's not going to work either. So we're between a rock and a hard place, and so are the elite. This is a very, very serious time. Coming up, I'm going to go through all this news. Tax dodgers multiplies underground economy, cushions job cuts. We knew that would happen. Tea parties are spreading all across the nation. Analyst, crisis may lead to new world order. CNN, here's another one, New York Times, a world in need of a new order. G20 summit, Europeans demand, threatens to wreck deal. And what do they want? A global government with total regulatory power. That's the real action that's happening, not if $500 billion is going to be served out to the central banks. It's got a trillion more last week. Also, Senate legislation would federalize cybersecurity. Rules for private networks also apply. But then I go back to 2 weeks ago, UPI and Associated Press, U.S. cybersecurity had quit, citing growing role of spy agencies, threat to U.S. democracy. So we're going to break down that. Also, Geithner on ousting CEOs, reviving economy. He told CBS News that, oh, yeah, they're going to seize other corporations, other banks, not just fire the head of GM. I mean, this is total takeover. So they're telling the corporate world, you do whatever we say. You go under our control. This is what happens when the IMF and World Bank take over a third world or second world or old world nation. They first give loans to the country. They tell them in the agreements, you're not supposed to pay this back. You're going to pay 25% interest compounded. Then once the interest runs up where it can't be paid back, the country's imploded. And then they sign another IMF World Bank deal to allow all their natural resources, their companies, everything to be taken over through the executive of that nation, generally a dictatorship. Same thing here. So a select inner group of banks are ruling the United States, grabbing and strip mining and looting and engaging in corporate takeovers and then slicing these countries up and these companies up and selling them for pennies on the dollar to their buddies. Oh, boy, this is amazing. So we're going to play that clip and get into that. That's just some of what I've got here in front of us. But right now, let's go to your calls. Brendan in New Jersey, since he's been on hold for 20 minutes, the troops have left, but he said troops outside Burger King. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Pretty good.
Yeah, basically, I just wanted to call in. I feel like you saying that I feel so acclimated because just a few years ago, the situation that I encountered today would have caused, in my mind, a huge reaction. Today, it was all, yeah, there are troops on the streets. I was driving just to go return a cable box, and I saw some troops just right outside Burger King. They were walking around, taking pictures with a bunch of little children. Really, seemed like they were doing their best to put themselves out there and engage in interaction with the public. So I circled them for a while. I filmed them. Then I went over to them, and I'm a writer for a school newspaper, so I was going to try and just get them to give me whatever information they could. And I told them hi, introduced myself, and that I had heard that the Army was doing a lot of outreach programs lately with the public, and that my school, Rutgers, was very much interested in doing the same thing. So I was wondering if I could interview them to do a story. It seemed like a great opportunity. And as soon as I introduced myself, he really pulled back and seemed a bit reticent to talk. But when I explained that I sort of was on their side, they seemed to get a little bit more friendly. Anyway, though, they told me that they were just passing through to take one of their companies from one fort to another, but they were there for quite some time, like hour and 45 minutes.
Well, they've announced from California to New York that they're, quote, going to have martial law in different cities with the Army running things. They just announced it in Schenectady and other places like it's no big deal. And these are all key mayors with Obama who are doing this, just acclimating. And, again, at drunk driving checkpoints, oh, the Marines, the Army are here. Oh, at car wrecks. Oh, the helicopter landed. They're here to help. What's wrong with the Army helping at car wrecks? But the Pentagon admits, for those that just tuned in, Army War College, Army Times, they're 20,000 regular troops to engage the American people in combat operations. It is official. Again, you have a shooting, they pop up. This has been done covertly. See, this could all sound reasonable. People could rationalize it. I've interviewed Marine Corps captains who were covertly doing gun confiscations with police in Norfolk, Virginia in the late 80s, 87. So we understand this is a large covert operation. Go ahead.
and it's only accelerating, too. That's the thing that I've noticed. I used to hear, you know, a few years ago, every once in a while there would be some troops somewhere and they were operating in a very limited capacity. And nowadays, every other day, you just hear about, you hear about troops everywhere all the time. And, basically, I've just been doing my part. I'm a writer for a school newspaper, the Targum, and I've just been writing a column, every other week trying to alert people to these, I call the column an inconvenient truth, a play on Al Gore's movie, to these real inconvenient truths, the things we actually need to be paying attention to. So I've been listening to you for quite some
time. Tell us the name of your tell us the name of the paper and how people read your column.
Okay, the paper is the Daily Targum. It's the second oldest college newspaper in the country. It's won several awards. The column is called An Inconvenient Truth, just like the name of Al Gore's movie, and it basically discusses the New World Order, all of their plans, talks about TARP and its infiltration of the pluralism through elite power models and so on. You can Google it. Just type in T-A-R-G-U-M and then my name, Brendan Kaplan, and it's B-R-E-N-D-A-N, Kaplan like the SAT company.
Well, Brendan, that's how we're going to defeat the globalists, is millions of people like you out there with school newspapers, local papers, letters to the editor, Access TV, calls to talk radio, a neighborhood newsletter, micro FMs, micro AMs. That's how we're going to do it. Good to hear from you. And again, we're not against the individual troops or military. Remember, I'm the crazy guy who would run into military checkpoints on the highways and fly to urban warfare drills. You know, it's crazy to do that. And show the troops training to take your guns. They've been given questionnaires. Will they fire on U.S. citizens? That's been in the mainstream news. This is creeping death. This is how nations fall. The United States cannot fall from without. It can only fall from within. And almost every other nation in history falls from within, with corrupt elites using the military and police to slowly crack down and then set up a police state, and then they rob the middle class. But they fooled with the media, the middle class, to feel like they're part of the establishment, and they're part of the system, and they roll all this out with good-sounding, you know, reasons to acclimate you. But it's all so they can get your pension funds and then tell you one-child policies and force inoculations on you with cancer viruses. Just a fact. Because the globalists are eugenicists. On a separate issue, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, I have talked to multiple Hollywood people, and I also know people who worked at PETA for short periods of time and then found out how crazy it was. And I remember 10 years ago on air laying this out from inside sources, and people couldn't believe me, but then it's come out in the last 3 years on mainstream news. PETA, at its locations everywhere, orders its employees and volunteers to go adopt animals, and then even do it with fake names to get more. And then with pleasure, it's like a ritual, they euthanize them. People thought I was crazy when I talked about that. Now it's mainstream news everywhere. It is a eugenics death cult. They believe in human extinctionism. They're really the public front of the Animal Liberation Front. And the Center for Consumer Research has now done a big report on it. 95% of the animals, this is up on Infowars.com, that they adopt, they secretly kill. And I've talked to people that work there. One person who got into a high level of it very quickly in administration, and behind closed doors, it's really just mental illness. Gobbling hamburgers, beefsteaks, laughing, giggling. Well, it's kind of like you always hear about the anti-child molestation groups. Always, you know, just over and over again, the director, it turns out, is a child molester. You know, it's kind of like that movie Dragnet, where the preacher that's fighting paganism is the pagan leader. That's exactly how this stuff works. Just like the Christian conservative leaders who were so against the homosexuals. Meanwhile, it's homosexual orgies with the world leaders, the conservatives at Bohemian Grove. I mean, how many congressmen have you heard about? How many of these Homeland Security state directors have you heard doing this? I mean, the Texas Youth Commission, he goes on and on. You've had all these congressmen who are, you know, leading the groups against child abuse and child sexual abuse, and it turns out, you know, they're sending texts to their pages. This is how they operate. It's a bunch of perverts. And they don't like people that just want to live their lives and like a good barbecue sandwich and fishing or something. They think we're idiots. We're weirdos, you know. I'm a weirdo because I like a, you know, full-grown, good-looking woman like my wife. You know, I like the I like the full normal deal. That's what I like. I'm a weirdo, folks. I just enjoy life. And see, that's what these weirdos do. They get control of society. Cults are always run by psychopaths and weirdos and perverts. And that's all the New World Order is a banking cult, a bunch of sick control freaks. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just, listen to this. PETA kills animals, and the news is spreading like wildfire. Last week, we published new government records showing that People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, by the way, they believe all dogs, cats, all, that you shouldn't be allowed to own a animal, and that they're really invasive species. Dogs have been engineered by humans. Cats have been bred. They all must die. That's the internal view. Last week, we published new government records showing the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA operates a dog and cat slaughterhouse in Norfolk, Virginia headquarters, and the news started spreading fast. In the last 24 hours, hundreds of thousands of blogs and newspaper readers have been briefed on PETA's longstanding animal death program. Discussion forums are now teeming with angry pet lovers who want to see PETA pay the price for its unrepentant hypocrisy. In case you missed last week's announcement, here's a breakdown of the latest statistics from the Daily Mail in London. Since 1998, more than 20,000 pets handed to PETA have been put down. In 2008, official figures show that the charity put down 2,124 animals that had been given to them. Figures of, remember they caught one guy throwing hundreds of animals in a dumpster? This was like 2 years ago. Figures obtained by Virginia Department of Agriculture reveal that last year PETA killed 5 pets a day. That's just at one office. The charity, which collects over 25 million pounds, that's 50 million bucks, donations, does not run an adoption shelter. Amazing. But as the most high-profile animal welfare agency in the U.S., many people take unwanted cats and dogs to their main offices in Norfolk, Virginia. And let me tell you, they get off on it. They pressure their employees to go adopt animals, and they take them in the back and just inject them and get a weird look on their face. I mean, these are some sick freaks, folks. And see, Peter Singer, the big professor's like their dean or whatever, and he writes books saying old people are worthless, retarded children are like dumb mackerel. Adults should be able to kill their babies up to 1 year. In fact, I didn't cover it last week. I just Google Obama administration official says you should be able to kill babies. Pull that up. She says, oh, it should be legal until a year to kill them. See, that's how crazy this is. I don't even cover it. Yesterday, I mentioned all these BBC articles and other things where they say we need to kill half the population of England to 30 million. We need to reduce the U.S. population, Obama's head lady. I mean, I can't even cover it all. These people are eugenicists. The Nazis got their system from England and the U.S. Do you understand? That's why they're putting fluoride in your water and cancer viruses in your vaccines. And I'm sorry, that's scary. But until we grow up and admit how hardcore these criminals are, things are only going to get worse around here. When they get their world government in place, and they think they've got enough cops and military in place that are brainwashed to follow what they give them orders to do, they're going to set off a bunch of terror attacks, and the cops are going to follow the orders, and it's going to lead to death camps real fast. The time for living in denial is over. All right, let's go to calls. Tom in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex. Thanks again for everything that you do. You spread a lot of very good information.
Please don't thank me. I have no future if I don't fight these people. I want everybody to understand that. We are basically slaves at best, dead at worst, in a ditch with somebody shooting us in the back of the head if we don't beat this. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I worked at a big manufacturing printing company for a long time, actually a little over a year, which is a long time for me. But, you know, I would tell people, as I was just discovering this information, I would try and basically warn them that this was coming, that I was basically predicting to them that this economic collapse was coming, and none of them wanted to believe it, and they all wanted to live in denial and basically act like they didn't care. And, in the other situations that I've been into, I've had one person tell me that the meek will inherit the world. And the thing that I keep going to is if the meek are in delusion, they're not going to inherit nothing. They're going to get dead real quick. And, I just want you to speak to, where you actually see this going. I know the New World Order is going to fail, but it's only going to fail if the people are willing to actually reject the systems of control.
Listen, it's going to fail because people are going to deny, and then as they get enslaved and as things get worse and worse, they're going to be forced to resist, and the elite always kill each other. So it will collapse through that.
So you think that the elite are basically going to cannibalize the top of the pyramid and the system?
Let me explain something. The elite hate to see a good-looking, healthy, clean-cut family. They hate seeing you healthy. They get off on you getting cancer. They get off on you getting horrible degenerative diseases from all the crap they put in the food and water. They brag about it. They revel. They enjoy the joy of evil. They just revel, sir. To them, dead children in cages is beautiful. To them, dead maggot-covered. Have you seen what the most popular art is fetching in every auction the most money now?
I've heard you talk about it, but I haven't.
I mean, these people are literal demons from the crack of hell. Stay there. We'll come back to you and many others. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how.
Let's go back to, I got to hurry, I said I'd take a lot of calls today, and I am going to. Just there's so much information I want to get out there to people. We're in deep trouble, folks, but not if we fight back. Take these little slime bag criminals and put them in the prison where they deserve to be. but you got to get your guts back. You got to get your fury back. Let's go ahead and go back to Tom. Finish up, Tom.
Well, I think you made a really good point about the illegal aliens earlier in the show about how that they are truly free in the sense that, you know, they have solid family structures and they're rejecting these mechanisms of control that the American people, the citizens of the United States of America openly accept and cow to and bow to.
And that's why the police just leave them alone. An example, again, an illegal alien in a Winnebago without driver's license or insurance, they let them go 98% of the time, that's admitted. But a citizen, they seize it and auction it and love it because they know the citizens have been trained to be domesticated animals.
And you know, like, I guess what I'm trying to get at in calling today is I would really like you to comment on how deep into this do you think that we are going to go in terms of the suffering, in terms of the people being deprived.
Thomas Jefferson said, tyrants will take you as far as you let them. They will go all the way to hell. I mean, they will take you just to levels unimaginable, Tom. Thanks for the call. Fabian in Canada. You're on the air, Fabian.
Hey. Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I got a question about the comprehensive annual financial reports in Canada.
Yes.
Do you know anything about them?
Well, when we started exposing them with Walter Berian and others in the late 90s, every county, every city, every state in Western Europe, the United States, Canada, England, Australia, water districts, school districts, you name it, tens of thousands of governmental systems and quasi-governmental systems were publicly issuing them on the Internet and putting on hard copies for anybody that requested them. And the state of Texas had close to $1 trillion extra cash, separate off books and investments. The pension funds through government had it. And that's what they've stolen with the derivatives. They weren't about to let the people ever actually get that. And so, yes, it's the double set of books. You just have to Google the name of your town or city and comprehensive annual financial report, and you will be reading it.
I've got the ones, more recent ones from Alberta and Canada.
Yeah, they began excising them. They began excising them by 2000, though, not putting as much meat in there, but yes.
Okay, because, I can't find anything back behind 98 to actually see those numbers like you guys talk about on the Walter Berian and stuff.
Well, I mean, if you see my film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
You know, we show you the official state of Texas and the official city of Manhattan, New York State, small school districts where you might have 500 students total. You know, we'll have $35 million extra cream money that's totally off budget. See, they distract you with the discussion of budget, while over here you have the real set of books called Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. And the mafia invented this in the 30s in Chicago when they took over the city completely, a double set of books. And then the Pentagon adopted it in 50, and then it went worldwide then. It's called the Chicago 1313 model.
Nice. I was also hoping to talk about Jay Ingram for a second.
Jay Ingram, who's that?
He's on the Daily Planet. He's a big purporter of global warming.
Well, is he saying we have to give up all of our freedoms or we're dead or something?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, he's all for the overpopulation, eugenics, and...
All right, stay there. I'm going to come back in 70 seconds, let you finish up real quick, and then we'll get to Joshua, Brian, Fred, Will, and many others.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.